So they say that some scientists, they said science deals with the matter, or the physical matter, and so they try to...
Physical matter, where from the physical matter comes? Unless you come to that point, you are not a scientist. Where from the matter comes?
Sometimes they try to relate science and religion, some scientists, and they make a differentiation. And they say religion...
Religion, when you come to the real cause of everything, then you come to religion. Religion is the science of sciences. Because you are trying to find out the original cause, and as far as you come to the original cause, He is God, original cause. So as soon as you come to God, then there is really...
And that the definition of differentiation is that they say religion deals with the value of life, the moral and ethics.
Yeah.
And on the other
hand... Religion is the source of moral and ethics. Because religion means to come to the perfectional point. So as soon as there is perfection, moral and ethics are already there. So-called moral ethics, that is artificial. If one is not a devotee of the Lord, his morality has no value. That is artificial. Mahadguna, high qualities. Moral ethics, there are high qualities. So, Bhagavat says that unless one is devotee of God, he cannot have high qualities. There is artificial.
So without God consciousness, there is no question of morality?
No. There is no question of morality. First of all, define what is morality. What is the definition of morality?
The value of life in its proper perspective.
Value of life, everyone has got his own value of life. A drunkard, he has got his value of life, that when I drink, it is value. Is there morality?
That is the morality of the drunkard.
Therefore, everyone has got his own morality. There is the standard morality.
Yeah, there must be a standard for everyone.
That is Ramakrishna Mission's morality. Jatamat tatapam. Whatever you think, that is a way. Jatamat tatapam.
Jatamat tatapam.
As many ways you think, that's all right.
That is what they define morality.
Yeah. That you make your own morality.
That's not standard.
No. These rascals do like that. So why don't you make your own law in the state?
You cannot.
Why do they not make their own law? That I have got my own law. I don't care for state law. Will it be accept?
They'll be caught. Anyone who does that is either criminal or insane.
Yes, insane. All criminality is done when one is insane. That is the definition of the devil. Everyone is criminal when he is insane. Sane man is never commits any criminality. Just like when a man commits murder, unless he becomes insane, he cannot commit murder.
So among the college students, it's very common that they say, "I don't care what is said."
What?
These people.
Yeah.
Students. I want to follow my own aim and desire, my own morality. That's it.
But that's all right. But why don't you do that in case of in relationship with the state? Suppose the state says you must drive to the right. Why don't you drive on the left? Why do you obey the state laws? What does he say? You do whatever you like.
It means there's someone more powerful than they are.
Yeah.
They have to obey.
Immediately he'll be kicked on his face. You rascal, why are you driving? Kicked on your face. And what he will say at that time? Can he say that, "Yes, it is my law, I will do this"? Can he say like that?
He cannot say like that.
Then what is this? The insanity. What you cannot do, if you say, "I can do it," then it is insanity.
You just argue without any background.
Huh?
Just for argument.
That means the so-called education making them all rascals and fools. That's all. The education has no value. We therefore say that you close all these universities. They are simply producing rascals and fools. That's all.
Asses.
Murha. Unless one comes to the point of Krishna consciousness, we don't give any value to so-called education, advancement or not. We don't give any value. Our only formula is harava bhaktasya kuto mahadva. If one is not Krishna conscious, he has no value. Immediately rejected. He has no value of his life. We are advocating Krishna consciousness not on sentiment, on the value of life, that these men are being carried away by whims without any value of life. Let us save them. That is our mission. Just like a foolish person is going on the ocean. So it is out, why you are going that way? How you are going? You are a madman. This is the duty.
Yes.
Similarly, these rascals are going to hell. We are trying to save them, that's all. This is Krishna consciousness movement.
I read an article by Srila Prabhupada about sometimes 1935 or 40, early in the Back to Godhead magazine, in the earlier copies, the Prabhupada writes about the standard of morality, article.
Yeah.
There everything is very nicely explained.
Yes. I wrote one at standard of the night. Got very simple formulas from the statement of Shastras. Rāma bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Haro, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, avakta, non-devotee, a person who is not a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, kuto mahadguna. Where is his high qualities? No, no high qualities. In the Bhagavad Gita, Ramang Prapadante Murha. So we see whether he has surrendered to God. Otherwise, a Murha rascal.
First one is from Bhagavatam?
Then it is from Bhagavad Gita.
No, the first one.
Yes.
Rama Bhakti.
Jashyasti Bhakti Bhagavati Apinchana Sarvai Gunai Tattva Samasati Suraha Rama Bhaktasya Kutu Mahaduguna Munorathena Munorathena. These askers, they are simply speculating on the mental platform. Yes. Munorathena Asatu Dhavato Bahi. They are entrapped by the external energy, by mental speculation. They have no value. All these scientists, philosophers, they are on the mental platform, speculating. I am scientist, I say this, you say no, I say this. Who is correct?
There's no judgment.
No judgment. Therefore, they are all madmen. You can speak in your own way, I speak in my own way. And another fool thinks that both of them are scientists. They do not agree. Still, he is scientist. Yes. Cheaters and the cheated. Somebody is cheating and somebody is becoming cheated. The whole society is the combination of cheaters and cheated. That's all. I see both of them, you do not agree, just like they have rejected religion. Because two religionists, they do not agree. Yes. So why not this rascal scientist? They do not agree. Just see, they are so fool, and still there after them. Their modern people, they have rejected religion because they say, then one religion is does not agree with another. So there is no skepticism. So why not about the scientist? You see? Everywhere you will find contradiction. Therefore, anyone, and we are finding out this contradiction, because we have little attachment for Krishna. Others cannot find out. We are challenging scientists, philosophers, although we are tiny person, because we have little attachment for Krishna. Otherwise, who is detecting their follies? Nobody. The scientist follies, the philosopher follies, their contradiction. A devotee can find out. Pashanti Jnana Chakshu. Unless one is highly enlightened, one cannot find out these defects, contradictions. Pashanti Jnana Chakshu. We have got simple formulas in the Shastra. Simply on the basis of those formulas, whole Vedic literature is like that. Just like Ayurveda or astrology, everything is like that. Ayurveda. Medicine. They have to learn only the beating of the pulse. If one becomes expert in which way the pulse beating is going on, they have got example. Just like some birds jump over like this. Some bird goes like this. So they have got example how the pulse is beating, jumping or easily going. So these symptoms, if one can study, he becomes physician. First class. Immediate. Because as soon as he can study the pulse, how it is beating, in which way, that requires his experience. Then immediately the formula is that if the pulse is beating in this way, then these symptoms will be there. Then and he will ask the patient.
Confirm the symptoms.
Yes. Confirm the symptoms. If he says yes, then immediately diagnosis is there. And as soon as diagnosis is there, the medicine is there. Simple method. Similarly, astrologer, they will see the constellation of the stars, and then the formula is there. If this star is now with this star, if that planet is with that planet, then this is the result. So this Ayurvedic astrologer and physician. It requires little clear brain, otherwise very nice. The research work is already there. Just like we are. What is our research? Krishna says, parastaspatu bhavanya, there is another nature. You believe it? We have not gone to another nature. But Krishna says, there is another nature, spiritual nature. This material nature, inferior nature, bhumi rapanaro vayu aparayam, this is inferior. Itastu vidhime prakritim para, there is another superior nature. What is that? The living force. We'll argue. So we have got very easy method. And because we are receiving all this information, from the most perfect, therefore our knowledge is this one. And for all these rascals, samayeva hi kevalam, unnecessarily they are laboring. They cannot come to the right conclusion. Therefore, harava bhaktasya kutoma madhugana. What is the good quality? If you unnecessarily work without any result, then what is your quality?
Mura.
Mura. Ass. The ass works without any profit. So these are asses. Without coming to the right conclusion, they're working hard day and night and spending lots of money. The murhas. why the scientists are searching out protons, neutrons, to find out the original cause. So they could not find the original cause. They see the middle work only, how the proton is working, neutron is working, atom is working. But where from this arrangement came, how they are working systematically, they do not know. So what is their science?
It is just like studying the shadow.
That's all.
But we know that there is a shadow, so there must be a real object.
Yeah. Unless there is a real object, there cannot be shadow. Now the sky is clouded. We cannot see above the cloud. Does it mean there is nothing? If somebody, oh, there is nothing except.
All we have to do is fly up there and it's bright as sun.
Yes.
Somehow we have to remove the covering.
Yeah. We don't give any credit to any man if he is not Krishna conscious. That is our final conclusion. We can give credit so much as you have got. Just like you are a driver. So I can give you the credit of a driver, but I cannot give you the credit of High Court judge. So much. What you know, that much are credit.
Future.
Yes. Yes, when in future become High Court judge, then I shall give you credit. Why before you want to take credit?
So one has to have a certain qualification.
Everyone has got. The bard has got also certain qualification. What is it? You cannot jump over like that. You see how it is being? Small bird. He has got complete sense how to protect. He's doing his business. So everyone has got some qualification by nature's gift. One bird can go 7 miles and he can see where is his food. You cannot see half a mile. What is the value of your eyes in comparison to that bird? There are so many wonderful things done by the animals without any scientific knowledge, so-called scientific knowledge. The scientific knowledge for material comfort, that knowledge is there even in the birds and beasts. For material comfort. They know how to do it. Why this elaborates? There is no need of. Because if your knowledge is for these four things, eating, sleeping and mating, then what is the value of such knowledge? The bird will also die after eating, sleeping. He will also die after eating, sleeping. Then where is the advancement of knowledge? You have not improved in any way than the birds and the beasts. You cannot check death. The bird also cannot check death. Then where is the advancement? Simply the bird is finding out food by the beaks, and you eat on the table, chair, therefore you are advanced. You are also eating, he is also eating, he is eating his own way, you are eating in his own way. Does it mean advancement? But when death comes, the bird will be also kicked out, he will be also kicked out. Then where is the advancement?
Advancement in sensual sights.
But that is not advancement. That is wasting time. Suppose primitive man, he has got also sensual engagement. Does the primitive man has no sex life? He has got his woman, he has got sex life. The dog has got sex life, the cat has got sex life, you have got sex life. And because you have your sex life nicely dressed, you are advanced. This is foolishness. We have to see the result. Ahara, nidra, bhayam, aithanancha. These four things, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, it you will find in the birds and beasts. And if you are engaged in these four things in so-called scientific way, then where is your advancement? When death will come, your science will not save you. As the body will not be saved, you will not be saved. Then where is your advancement? You are going on the motor car, say, 20 miles. One bird can fly 50 miles. Even he's more expert. I have seen in the ship, the skylark, they go equal speed. The ship is running on 25 miles speed or 30 miles. They're going. So where is your expert? By nature, it is expert. Just like this dog, they are jumping with great force in the ocean and they will come back. Similarly, you also go with your sap and they can come back. What is the difference between this dog and you? So we have to compare. So where is your advancement of knowledge? Advancement of knowledge means to mitigate, minimize miseries of life. That is called advancement. But the real miseries of life is birth, death, old age and disease. You cannot do anything. So where is your advancement of knowledge? The scientists cannot stop death, cannot stop birth. They are inventing so many chemical contraceptive methods, but the statistic is population is increasing. Even they are unsuccessful in this matter. The statistic is that every minute or second, 3 persons are increasing all over the world. Where is your contraceptive? You cannot check even birth. Birth, death, and Bhagavad Gita says these are real problems. Birth, death, old age and disease. So what you have done about these things, we have to see. Then we can accept that you are advanced.
They
don't
want to think about it.
Because they cannot do anything. Just like some foolish animal, when there is danger, they close the eyes. They think that my danger is over. Because I do not see anymore. Yes, so many animals, they die. Monkeys, rabbits, they die. When there is danger, they close the eyes. So similarly, these rascals, they cannot make any solution of this problem. Therefore they set aside, they don't travel. What is this advance? They are constructing big houses with the hope they will live in this house comfortably. But any day he'll be kicked out, get out. What he can do? Why is laboring so much? Suppose if you are constructing some house, if somebody says that you are going to die tomorrow, will you do it?
I don't know.
No sane man will do it. But death is sure. You are making very nice foundation, but you will have to leave. You cannot remain there. That they do not know. Jawaharlal Nehru worked for, Gandhi worked for his country so much. Now who is there? Nobody knows.
Where?
This Jawaharlal Nehru, Mahatma Gandhi, they worked so hard for nation. Now he's dead and gone. Now where he is, neither nation knows. Whether he has, now some astrologer told that he has become a dog in Sweden.
Has he become a
dog?
Nehru.
Yes. There is possibility. Dehantaram prapti. Change of body. So according to the laws of nature, you have to change your body. You cannot dictate the laws of nature that give me this body. Give me again American body. That is not possible. When you are dead, you have to accept another body. It may be cat's body, dog's body. It doesn't matter. You cannot dictate nature that give me a body like this.
It's like when the magistrate gives you a sentence, you cannot say, oh, give me this sentence. No, you must accept what the punishment is.
That is not possible. Neither you can say the magistrate partial, the judge, somebody, he gives, give him degree for $1 million. Another, hang him. So the judge is not partial. He is getting his money, he is getting his punishment. He is simply making judgment. He is not impartial. He is not enemy to anyone or friend to anyone. Similarly, according to our work, he will get punishment or reward by God. God is not impartial.
That's another argument they give. That when there's some calamity, then they say, they blame
God.
The Supreme, yes.
And when there's profit, that is his credit. Then he says, oh, I have worked so hard, now I have got this problem. And when there is calamity, oh, what can I do? This God's puja.
So, Prabhupada, we experience almost daily that we suffer so much. So we see almost daily that people are dying, get killed in a car accident, get burned in houses, so many things we experience almost daily.
Yes.
But still people tend to not think about...
It is Bhagavad Gita, it is a dukkhalayam. This is a place for suffering only. This material world is the place for suffering. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, dukkhalayam, and that suffering, that also you cannot make any, what is called, compromise. All I did is suffering, I shall remain here. But that also you cannot. Someday nature will kick you out. Get out. Dukkhalayam asasatam. Even if you accept this place of misery to be your permanent residence, that also you cannot have. You have to go out. Today or tomorrow or 50 years after, you have to go. That is the mistake. I am thinking, now I have got this American body, or this body, that body, I am very happy. But how long he will remain in this condition? Any moment he will be kicked out. This is laws of nature. Therefore, my intelligence will be shown when you are trying for the real eternal life. That is what.
So these sufferings also due to the desire of the individual soul.
The suffering is there. Suppose you are in the ocean, it is suffering. But if you have got a good ship, you may think that I am very well situated. That good ship also can sink at any moment. Suffering is always there. You cannot avoid the suffering because you are in the ocean. Suppose you are in the air, in a very nice plane, does it mean you are secure? Any moment it can. There is danger everywhere. Therefore, this place is always danger. Padang, padang, jadabhi padang. Always danger. So the real intelligence means you have to find out where there is no danger. That is real. Where there is real happiness. In the material world, we cannot have happiness.
So without the proper guidance,
Without
the proper guidance,
everything requires guidance. You are working in the laboratory under guidance. Similarly, everything requires guidance. Just like these small birds, first of all they learn with the mother. The mother goes and they go. Mothers come back, they come back. The guidance, nature's way, guidance. And when they become little habituated, then without mother they can do their business. That guidance is there everywhere. Dukkhalam asasatam napnubanti. Anyone who reaches me, he does not come back to this material world full of miseries and temporary life. That means anyone who goes back to home, back to Godhead, there is no misery, there is no temporary life. It must be the opposite. Sangsiddhiṃ paramāham. That is highest perfection. Paramāham. Sangsiddhiṃ paramāham. All this scientific research is going on for perfection. They say the world is imperfect. That is a fact. Imperfect. Imperfect means here you cannot get happiness and cannot live permanently. This is imperfect. That they do not know. That question they set aside. This problem, if I say to the scientist, what you have done for the human society to live eternally in perfect happiness, what is their answer?
They do just the opposite. They accelerate the death and they create more problems.
Yes.
They will say that they're trying.
That is nonsense. Therefore, we kick on your face. Therefore, you have got the right to kick on your face. Yes.
There are now some theories how to prolong life, how to live longer.
Yeah, what is that? Even if you live longer, does it mean that eternal life? And that is already there. I live for 80 years, another live for, say, 60 years, another live for 100 years. That is already there. The trees live for thousands of years. Does it mean it is life? A tree lives for, in your San Francisco, there is a tree, it is 7,000 years. Does it mean it is life? To live for prolonged duration of life? Then the tree is better than you. It is also living. Shankaracharya lived for 32 years. Lord Chaitanya lived for 48 years. So what is the use of living for 100 years? Who is more famous than Shankaracharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So you live for a moment, but live worth, then it is life. And living for 7,000 years standing like the tree, is that life?
Like the English proverb says, one crowded hour of glorious life is worth a day without a name.
That's a fact. Kalpanta sthaino guna janaka panniste. That if you have got qualities, then you live for millions of years. Millions of years. If you have got quality. And if you have no quality, then living for thousands of years like the tree, what is the use? Is that very glorious life to stand up in a place like a tree for thousands of years? Actually, they do not know what is the value of life. How people are busy here. And we see how people are wasting time. This is the vision.
They say progress.
Yeah. Progress towards death, that's all.
Yeah.
That the animal has got. They are also progress. the frog. Kokoroko, kokoroko, progress. The progress is that the snake is coming near us. Kala sattva. Not a single instance of these bars being overpowered by the waves. They're so expert. Not touching the water, although working with big, big waves. Where from he got this knowledge? You can study, stand. Not a single instance you'll find that it is overpowered by the waves. Immediately, spontaneous.
Krishna within is directing.
Yes. Is he directing you also? But this, how this direction takes place? According to your desire. If you want to be cheated, Krishna will direct you how you become cheated.
From him comes forgetfulness, is also remembrance.
Yes. You don't want to understand Krishna, and Krishna will give you such direction, you'll never understand Krishna. Life or for life. So Krishna has got two kinds of direction according to my desire, positive and negative. As you want direction, Krishna will give you direction. Who is giving direction?
There's one.
Who is giving direction? There, some men are coming, fly away. They have got intelligence. How to protect. What is this tower?
Huh?